Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Farrell. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The right fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting fifth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ernie Riles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Juan Castillo. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Teddy Higuera. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Higuera fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Riles for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson strikes out. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo takes first base on ball four. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinzo. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Hinzo steals second. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo takes first base on ball four. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive towards third. Riles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Farrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Braggs for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo is called out on strikes. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. Deer is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hinzo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler hits a pop-up towards the mound. Higuera catches it and throws to first to double up Hinzo. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviem hits a fly ball into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tabler moves to second. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Castillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Braggs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Brock reaches second base with a double. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff is walked intentionally. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hinzo hits a pop-up towards short. Svyum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 3 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 2 in the game. Riles strikes out. One out. Dale Svyum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Svyum is 0 for 2 in the game. Svyum hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Castillo bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Svyum moves to second. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler juggles the ball. That's an error on Tabler. Svyum moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a pop-up towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into left field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Braggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Castillo strikes out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 3 in the game. Deer is hit by the pitch. Mike Felder pinch runs for Rob Deer. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 3 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Felder moves to second. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sviam is walked intentionally. Rick Manning pinch hits for Juan Castillo. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felder scores. Sviam moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 1, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.